there's a guy who he davened reformed shul, and after a while he went to Orthodox shul. Somebody asked him why he switched. So he said that the reform rabbi every Shabbos got up to speak about Iran's problems, Israel, this, that, the whole world's problem. So the Orthodox rabbi, he said, we eating Shabbos. You have a place for Shabbos. He's busy fixing the whole world's problems. The Orthodox rabbi, he cared about me. He's taking care of me. All this news is a distraction from what your avoid is. That's the problem, the news. People don't want to focus life. They don't want to look at their life. So they look at news now, okay, worry about this, worry about that. They don't want to focus on life. It's a distraction from life. That's all it is. So the person with Darzan Abitachon, his child is sinking into his teeth into Olam Hazeh. That's where the pain and suffering is coming from. That he's living in Olam Hazeh. He's living in Olam Hazeh. You see, what does Bitachon have to do with living in Olam Hazeh, living in Olam Hava? Because when you have Bitachon, you mark Hashem, then you're not attached to Olam Hazeh. It's a very tief avar. The person that's Bitach in Olam Hazeh, right, so he's always concerned about it. That's his daigo. But a person that has Bitach in Hashem is not thinking about Olam Hazeh. It's just a way to get to Olam Hava, and it's a whole Olam Hazeh. It's a temporary thing. He says that. Chazov says that when a person is involved in Olam Hazeh and he's word and everything, then in the next world he has that same daigo.